Democrat donor Reid Hoffman sticking with Biden after debate, Joe is a resolute fighter. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 28, 2024. Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman doubled down on his support for President Joe Biden in the aftermath of his performance at the presidential debate against former President Donald Trump, noting that he could very much still win this election. In an email, Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn, addressed concerns from Democrat voters, politicians, and donors about Biden's age and how that may have impacted Thursday night's presidential debate. While Hoffman admitted that Biden's debate performance had been bad, he described suggestions that Biden be replaced as a bad idea. "I got a lot of emails in the last 24 hours asking whether there should be a public campaign to pressure President Biden to step aside after his very bad debate performance last night," Hoffman wrote. "It certainly delivered a blow to the mood among donors and organizers. Unfortunately, people see Joe's age, expressed through slower motion and speech, more than Donald's age, expressed through dementia." Hoffman added that the debate had exacerbated these concerns about Joe, rather than have people focus more on Trump. During the debate, Biden seemed to look confused and appeared to freeze. Biden also spoke with a hoarse voice and mumbled. However, Biden campaign co-chair Mitch Landrieu told NBC News that Biden had a cold and looked a little sluggish. Biden also repeated debunked claims such as the "very fine people" hoax and the "suckers and losers" false claim. "I think such a campaign to get Biden to step down would be a bad idea, for a few reasons," Hoffman continued. Hoffman pointed out several reasons why replacing Biden is a bad idea. "First, Joe is our nominee. Any decision to step aside is up to him and his family, period. If anything, a public effort might compel the Bidens to try to prove the doubters wrong. Joe is a resolute fighter, after all. Second, last night's debate revealed nothing new, not about Biden, not about this race's dynamics and stakes. I tuned into Biden's rally in North Carolina this afternoon. He was energized and brutally effective in taking down Trump's vitriol and lies. I wish we'd had that Biden last night, but that's the nature of Joe Biden," Hoffman added. "When he does poorly, he tends to bounce back and then win." Hoffman continued to point out how after a Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, MAGA ruthless and immediately closed ranks. "Fourth, and most importantly, being a good president has little to do with being a good debater," Hoffman added. "Whether an American president succeeds ultimately depends on if A. they have the right values, instincts, patriotism, and courage, and B. they have a fantastic team of leaders around them. Biden demonstrably meets both conditions. Trump is demonstrably a narcissistic criminal whose close allies either desert him or go to jail. Which is why his presidency was a festival of corruption and chaos that left the economy in ruins when Biden took office." Hoffman added that Biden can very much still win this election. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow previously exposed that Hoffman and billionaire left-wing Democrat donor George Soros have backed an organization called the Good Information Foundation, which has been accused of meddling in elections. Prior to former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley suspending her presidential campaign, Hoffman said he was assisting in funding Haley's campaign in order to prevent Trump from getting the Republican presidential nomination.